With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Kevin Warsh is the man. A former Federal Reserve governor is President Trump's choice to succeed Jerome Powell as Fed chairman when Powell's term expires in May. Mr. Trump has accused Powell of being far too slow in cutting interest rates. Warsh is a Hoover Institution Fellow and a lecturer at the Stanford Graduate School of Business. The Senate has failed to pass government funding bills amid concerns over the Trump administration's immigration enforcement in Minneapolis.
Seven Republicans joined Democrats in blocking legislation to fund the Department of Homeland Security and several other agencies. It was a test vote as negotiations continue on demands that ICE be reformed after two fatal shootings in Minneapolis. Senators are racing to meet a Friday midnight deadline to approve funding. Ahead of the test vote, President Trump said the two sides were discussing a possible solution and said, "We don't want a shutdown." Greg Clugston, Washington.
Another wave of dangerous Arctic cold is barreling toward the south.
Experts say the risk of hypothermia heightens for people in parts of Mississippi and Tennessee. Both those states are entering their sixth day trapped at home without power and sub-freezing temperatures. The National Weather Service says Arctic air moving into the southeast will cause already frigid temperatures to plummet into the teens this Friday night. Forecasters also say temperatures will drop in cities like Nashville.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. The coastal Carolinas and Virginia's tidewater are bracing for a nor'easter. It's expected to bring a lot of snow as well as high winds starting as early as tonight. Israel says it will reopen Gaza's border crossing with Egypt in both directions over the weekend. The move announced today will allow Palestinians to enter and leave the territory after nearly 2 years of closure. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on euthanasia.
And these just aren't any Americans. They are regular churchgoers responding to a poll released by the Family Research Council. The results are that 43% of people who attend worship services believe that euthanasia is morally wrong. 23% say it's not, and more than a third, 35%, can't make up their mind. So far, 12 states and the District of Columbia have laws allowing a person to legally get help from a doctor to take their own life. Michael Harrington reporting.
Sarah Mullally has been confirmed as Archbishop of Canterbury, becoming the first woman to lead the Church of England. But her appointment may deepen rifts within the worldwide Anglican Communion, whose 100 million members in 165 countries are deeply divided over the role of women in leadership and issues of homosexuality. GAFCON, a global organization of conservative Anglicans, says Mullally's elevation is a problem because a majority of the Anglican Communion believes only men should be bishops. SRN News. We now know the cost of President Trump's use of National Guard troops to combat crime.
New data from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says that President Trump's deployment of federal troops to several U.S. cities cost taxpayers about $496 million through the end of December. It estimates the cost of sending federal troops to Chicago, Memphis, Portland, Oregon, and Los Angeles, and does not include the December deployment to New Orleans. The CBO says continued deployments to those cities will cost about $93 million per month, and the deployments to other U.S. cities in 2026 would cost $18 million to $21 million per month for each city. Donna Warder, Washington.
President Trump is suing the IRS and the Treasury Department for $10 billion, accusing them of failing to prevent a leak of his tax information to news outlets. More details at SRNNews.com.